מסכת מגילה, פרק ב', משנה ו'. משנה says, כל הלילה כשר לקצירת העומר ולחקטר חלבים איברים. The entire night is kosher for the קצירת העומר. קצירת העומר is on מוצאי פסח, יום טוב פסח ראשון. First night after Pesach, they would cut from the new barley and they would bring that barley to the Kohen and they would wave that barley. And from that point on, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, were allowed to partake of their own harvest and they could do their own ketzira. And the hekter halavim evarim is the extra limbs and fats that were left over from the korban of the tamichil ben ha'arvayim, the korban that was brought during the afternoon. The extra fats they left burning on the mizbeach, and that is appropriate to do the entire night. Zeh hakelal. Mishnah gives us a rule. Davar shemitzvato bayom kasher kol hayom. A mitzvah that is applicable during the day, a person has the entire day to do it. There's no partial day to do any mitzvot from the Torah. A person has the entire day. And Mishnah says, v'davar shemitzvato balayla kasher kol halayla. Anything that applies during the night time, it doesn't just apply to part of the night time, it would imply to the entire night time. Of course, there are certain things that midrabanan from the rabbis, they came and made certain gezerot. For example, Korban Pesach. We know technically from the Torah, Korban Pesach, a person has the entire night till morning to eat it, but Hachamim made certain gezerot. They limited the mitzvah and said a person can only have Korban Pesach until Hatzot. Masechet Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We've been talking about the laws of reading the Megillah. Once we delve into those laws, the Mishnah decided that it would also discuss the laws of reading the Torah. The Torah is read in the Bet HaKnesset, in the synagogue, on Mondays and Thursdays and on Shabbatot. So before we get into the laws of the reading of the Torah in the Bet HaKnesset, the Mishnah wants to teach us a little bit about Kiddushat Beit HaKnesset, the holiness of the synagogue and everything that is contained within it. So that is what the next two Perakim are going to focus on. Perek Shelishi and Perek Rivi'i are going to talk about Kiddushat Beit HaKnesset, the sanctity of the synagogue. We'll talk about first selling of items that have holy sanctity. You're not allowed to sell an item with holiness and then use the money for something of lesser holiness. The principle of ma'alim makodesh ve'en moridin. We raise up in level of holiness, but we do not go down. Mishnah says, b'nei ha'ir shemachru rehova shel ir. If you have the people of a town who sell the town square, the holiness of the town square is there because they would use the outside area in order to pray to Hashem on fast days. So we say, lokhin bedamav beit hakneset. You're allowed to use the money of selling of that street in order to buy a synagogue. The synagogue is holier because it's used for tefillah every single day. So you're allowed to go up in holiness. Beit hakneset lokhin teva. If they sold a synagogue, then the money that they got for selling that synagogue could be used to buy a teva that houses the scroll of the Torah. Teva lokhin mitpahot. If they sold a teva, where the Sefer Torah is housed, they're allowed to use that money to buy wrappings for the actual Sefer Torah. That's considered to be holier than the teva, because the wrappings, the mitpahot, come into actual contact with the Torah itself, while the teva, the Torah, rests inside of there. So therefore, the mitpahot on a holier level. Mitpahot lokhin sefarim. If somebody sold wrappings of a Sefer Torah, they could use that money to buy sefarim, books. Talking about the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim, sefarim lokhin Torah. If they sold books of the Navi or the Ketuvim, they're allowed to use that money to buy a Sefer Torah. The opposite is not true. If you sold something that has higher level kedusha, holiness, you can't use the money to buy something with lesser level of holiness than the item that you sold. Avali machru Torah lo yikhu sefarim. If somebody sold a Torah, then they're not allowed to use that money to buy books of the Navi or the Ketubim. Those are on a lower level than the Torah. Sefarim lo yikhu mitpahot. If a person sold the books of the Nevi'im and Ketubim, they can't use that money to buy wrappings for a Torah scroll. Mitpahot lo yikhu teva. If they sold wrappings of a Sefer Torah, they're not allowed to use that money to buy an ark, a teva, where the Torah would be housed. Teva
lo yikhu beit haKnesset. If they sold a teva, they're not allowed to use that money to buy a synagogue. Beit haKnesset lo yikhu et harehov vechen b'moterehen. If they sold a synagogue, you're not allowed to use that money to buy a town square. And the law is the same for any leftover money. If money was left over after buying an item of holiness, it's not allowed to be used to buy an item of lesser holiness. For example, let's say the people in the city, the governing body, decided to sell the books of the Navi for $1,000, but they had the ability to buy a Sefer Torah for $900. So they would purchase that Sefer Torah. It's permissible. It's going up higher in a level, but there's still $100 left over that has to be used on also something on a very high level. You can't say, oh, I spent the majority of the money on a high level Torah, so now the rest of the money that's left over, I'll spend on something lower status. No, every dollar that you get from a sale has to be put to something on a higher level when talking about the possessions of a community and a synagogue. En mochrin et shel rabim leyahid. You're not allowed to sell a synagogue that's used for the public, for everybody. You're not allowed to sell it to one person for him to pray there by himself. Because you're lowering the holiness of the shul, of the synagogue, when you do that. Because when a person prays in a minyan, they pray with Kaddish, they pray with Kedusha. When there are 10 men there, the Shekhinah dwells amongst them, and the prayer is on a higher level. So you can't even lower the status of a synagogue. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But the rabbis disagreed. Amru lo, the rabbis told Rabbi Yehuda, Im ken aflo mi'id gedolali et ketana. They told him, if that's true, they're not allowed to sell a synagogue if it's going to go down in sanctity from different types of people, from having a minyan there pray every time, than to going to an individual praying alone. If you're not allowed to do that, then you shouldn't be allowed to sell a synagogue from a large community to a small community. If, as the Rabbi Yehuda just told us, that a public synagogue is not allowed to be sold to an individual, to one person, because the holiness is going to go down in level, then selling a shul that's being used by a large community, even though there's a minyan also in a small community, then that should also not be allowed, because in that situation it's becoming less holy, because less people are praying there. And we know straight up that's allowed. You're allowed to sell a synagogue from a large to a small. We learned that out straight up. So therefore, Hachamim are telling Rabbi Yehuda that they don't understand his logic.